flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let me tell you something. I so appreciate all of the listeners who are riding around in the Twin Cities, listening to the show, who are, you know, cleaning up at the house, getting ready for the new year. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, my mother would always say, don't let the new year catch you with a messy house. And so, you know, on New Year's Eve, and we would, you know, and right around this time on the 30th of every month, we would, you know, just write clean up and start getting rid of stuff and start, you know, passing out stuff that we weren't wearing or using, and making sure that the new year did not catch us with any dirty laundry, that everything was cleaned and ironed and folded and put away properly, getting that garage all spiffy. Not like we were going anywhere. Not like anybody was coming over. She just did not want that house dirty for New Year's. And so we took the few days between Christmas and New Year's to clean up and get everything all ready for a new year. So those of you who are doing that and listening, and those of you who are streaming, thank you. It's such a blessing to me to know that you take the time to spend your Saturday afternoon with me. And, you know, I so love living in the Twin Cities. I enjoy spending time with my family here in Houston, but I know they are tired of hearing about Minnesota, about how amazing Minnesota is, and, you know, about the people there, and, you know, how many different cultures are there, and how we embrace and love one another, and, you know, how we welcome people in, especially people who are new to the Twin Cities. And I remember when Sean and I first moved there in 2006, and, you know, we were a young couple, you know, weren't married yet, just kind of, you know, hanging out, you know, checking out life. And we would go downtown and do our young people thing. And then, you know, we started a family, but we felt like we were missing something in the workplace. You know, this was before diversity, equity, and inclusion was a catchphrase, right? And we just didn't feel like we had the support that we needed, to stay, you know, those connections, those authentic connections, mentorships, community connections. And so we left in 2011, came back in 2015, but left in 2011, because we didn't feel like we had that engagement, right? At our respective workplaces. And so when I see companies doing the work, because it takes work, it's not just somebody getting a certification and a title and having a position, but it's work. It's inclusion work. When I see companies doing that, I have to stop and talk to them about how they're able to retain the workforce, how they're able to be transformative and transformational, how they're able to develop and navigate teams and people. And so Kathy Island Madison is a Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer at Delta Dental of Minnesota. And she is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Kathy, you have 25 years of experience in HR. And your role at Delta Dental is Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer. So I thank you for being here. But in 3 years there at Delta Dental, you have expanded the primary focus of inclusion in the workplace and engagement in the community. You just had your entire team at Tony Sana's Christmas giveaway, and I was there, and it was amazing. And I did a story for, you know, our station online, and saw the whole entire Delta Dental team there giving out toys and helping the children and helping Tony with his mission. And I saw how it brought your team together. And that's just one of the ways that you bring inclusivity into the workplace.
So thank you, Shaletta. Glad to be on. Is it afternoon already? Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to continue this discussion. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Coming in great.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I just want a couple things I want to start off with you. You're making me feel guilty. I got to go home and clean the house now, so that you're making me feel guilty. So I think you do that on purpose. And secondly, I guess after playing basketball so many years, I got to use a basketball catchphrase, right? So we're going to catch the ball, and we're going to hold on to it and hog it. So we're going to hog this game and hog this work. But no, seriously, thank you so much for the opportunity to continue this work. And, yeah, our marketing communication team joined me over at the Sana Foundation, and I am, got to tell you, still on cloud nine from that experience. We, I talk about purpose and passion. And if you think about, as we relate it to that, if our community is healthy, right, then our team members are healthy and the organization is also healthy. And to be able to go over to the Tony Sana Foundation and give back to the community, I was just overjoyed. You know, our team, our marketing communications team, was I got the good straw, I think. They're teasing me about that. So I was indoors handing out the toys and walking around with families and patients. But they survived the cold and handed out food to the community. And as I said, it's just an amazing event. It's aligned to the work that we do in terms of our values and DNA. And I am still on cloud nine about the experience, just the joy on the parents' faces to be able to, you know, give toys to their kids. Right? I walked around with a father who was giving toys or identifying toys for his 2-year-old daughter, and he had a 10 and 11-year-old, and really talking about the importance of getting some books, right? And Tony had, the Sana Foundation had a table full of books. So this dad says to me that I'm so excited that I can go home and read to my baby girl right now and talk about, you know, again, and I'm not a crier, but I was so close, Shaletta. I was this close to crying. I mean, it was just an amazing time, and the ability for our organization to see that as value.
And, you know, I, had a chance to chat with you and learn more about the work that you do for Delta Dental of Minnesota in the diversity, equity, and inclusion spaces. And I always thought this just meant, you know, making sure you have a good mix of people in the workplace who come from different backgrounds and different communities and different walks of life who don't all look like the same people, you know, have, you know, diverse C-suite, you know, executives so that they don't all look alike. They're not all from the same colleges. But what I learned from you, and it was very eye-opening for me, was that you all, it's more than just that, you know, that what you did at the Sana Foundation, that was social community impact. That's a part of DEI, attracting and retaining a diverse workforce. One of the things that Sean and I struggle with when we first came to Minnesota, that was DEI, social change awareness, where you focus on your team members, supplier diversity. So that's all a part of this DEI initiative at Delta Dental. And that, for me, blew my mind because I never thought that getting together with your coworkers, with the company, and doing that social community impact work like you all did with the Sana Foundation when you were handing out those Christmas toys and that food to people in our community, that's part of the DEI initiative. Blew my mind.
Yeah. Right. You know, when we when I joined 3 years ago, we created a 3-year strategic plan with four strategic pillars. And as you said, the social community impact was one of those pillars. Our supplier diversity, attracting the workforce. We talked about this previously. It's not only attracting the workforce, but how do we retain that workforce, right? And this work is so imperative. And, you know, I've been in the HR space a long time, and this work starts with your leadership, but it's just not driven top down, right? And we engage our employees in sort of driving the work, coming up with suggestions, where should we go? You know, we've done food shelves before, we've done blanket drives, we have a Smiles at School program where we provide toothbrushes and little really cute timers to first graders across the state in the first grade school system to really reach out to kids about the importance of their oral health as relates to overall health. And I think I've told you this before, beyond the moon, excited about working at a place where my purpose and passion are aligned and excited about, and I think I've also shared, I started out as the head of HR for Delta Dental Minnesota, as well as the diversity role, and are now just solely focused, because of the importance that we place on this role, on the diversity, equity, inclusion work. Mm-hmm. So we're on that third year lag. We're getting ready to embark on refreshing this work. We'll definitely continue these four strategic pillars, but may do some enhancements as we move forward.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, you're talking about continuing the work. You're talking about enhancements. When other companies are starting to lose momentum around DEI strategies, how does Delta Dental keep moving forward? We'll talk about that when we come back. It is 1:19. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. When George Floyd died, so many companies, so many Fortune 500 companies said, we are going to do better. We are going to be intentional. We are going to make changes. And the year after his death, we saw so much momentum in diversity, equity, and inclusion. But then somehow politics got involved. And there's so many reports that say DEI efforts have lost momentum over the last year. Just a report from Paradigm, a DEI consulting company, found that 54% of companies that have budgeted for DEI initiatives say that work is down from 2022. So how is it that Delta Dental of Minnesota is ramping up their efforts? How is it that they are moving forward and refreshing their DEI strategies? I have to talk to Kathy Island Madison. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We're fresh off the break. She is the Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer at Delta Dental of Minnesota. And Kathy, you know, we see these companies, the surveys are being done. People are looking at the initiatives that happened after George Floyd died and seeing that they have a lot of them have been eradicated. They have been washed away and it's back to business as usual. But somehow Delta Dental of Minnesota is still doing the work and moving forward.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate. You're right. You're reading now. 50% of companies have either eliminated the position, eliminated the departments and the budgets for this work. And we're full speed ahead. We're taking that basketball. Stay with that analogy, right? We're taking that basketball. We're hogging it. We are moving forward and being intentional about this work. And it starts with our leadership. We have a phenomenal leader in Rod Young who sees this work as not only the right thing to do, but it's a business imperative. You know, I've used this analogy over and over. It's not like we've hit our sales goals and, you know, life is good, we're done, or we've hit our financial goals and, you know, the company says we're done with this. This work is part of our DNA. It's embedded into our core values and our strategic plan. We have tactics and goals around it, and we hold ourselves accountable, right? What gets measured gets done. And so, as I said, we're on the third year and going to start a refresh of this work next year. And being really honest, what I love about the diversity, equity, inclusion space, you know, at first it was a little challenging for me, but each team member essentially, each department essentially, and each organization could be at a total different place. right? And so you've got to be meet people where they are, you know, be sensitive about where people are. And so that's one of our strategic initiatives around continue to learn and grow in this space as well, and have our team members engage in this space as well. So we are don't see it as a project or event, which I think a lot of companies have done. And I think that's why, you know, the budgets are cut, the positions are being eliminated. We see it as really a business strategic imperative, and it won't go away. Because that's my job, Shalotta, and my job.
How do you get everyone? and that's what I want to know. How do you, because this is your role, this is your goal. Right. How do you get everybody to buy in to your vision? Right. How do you get everybody to buy in?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and I talk about, like, it's an easy task, right? It is sometimes really difficult, again, because people, our team members and different departments can be a different space. We actually incentivize our team members and include a DEI incentive opportunity in their overall incentive. So each year, each team member, all levels of the organization are provided an incentive for to reach out, like the community, the Tony Santa event, or reading podcasts, going to listening sessions, different training events, so to continue to keep them steeped in the space.
Now, what has been the positive impact of that? Because people think DEI is work, and, you know, we've got enough on our plate. We don't want to have to be incentivized. We don't want to have to go and hear right. somebody speak. We don't want to have to go out in the community. Right. My plate is full. My inbox is full. You're taking me away from doing my job. What's the positive result of having this DEI, these initiatives, these social impact things that you and your team are doing out in community?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I kind of shared with it, right? I'm on cloud nine coming back from those experiences, and our team members are as well. You know, when we do these coat drives or we do the diaper drives that we do it. It's a team building event, and we all come together and we're for one accord to really serve the community. And it really does get the team members engaged. They understand the commitment, why we do it. We talk about why we do it and our commitment to the community that we serve. And you can see it play out in the activities that we do. So it's interestingly enough that our team members don't see it as an extra, because it can be at times, right? We're doing things sometimes on the weekends, we're doing things at night, but because it's such a part of our culture, that it really does help sort of create that internal culture that we have in terms of the work.
And that work is being done. You know, we talked a lot about the Tony Santa Foundation, but there's so much more community impact that you all are doing at Delta Dental of Minnesota. You know, I was over at the Timberwolves the other day, and I didn't even know that you all partner with them and the links to educate young girls. Talk to me about that.
Right. Myself and Carly Knox, who is the chief operation officer for the links, did a presentation with the Tony Santa kids. With 8 to 12 year olds, about 40 students, to really talk about our journey, the importance of how sports played a role in our journey in terms of teamwork, right? Setting goals, dealing with adversity. And then I think I shared this before, we actually played basketball with them, and I came out of retirement for about 5 seconds. But really, had it. 5 seconds, I'm done. Really had an impactful moment with the young, you know, and I was really amazed with that they're going to be the ZZZ group, right, that comes forward, and how attentive they were. I mean, they wanted to know how we did things. What do we do? What can I do? And the questions that we got, you know, they were a tough audience, but the questions that we got, they were really engaged and really excited about that. So that is part of some of the work that we do in the community as well.
Well, I just can't thank you for the work you're doing in the community and how Delta Dental is setting an example for so many other companies here in the Twin Cities and beyond of how to continue to do the work and not letting this just be a moment, but being a lifestyle for companies and just attracting diverse talent and retaining them because of these initiatives and the way that you're building community in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Kathy Island Madison, thank you so much for being on the Shalotta Show, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Shalotta. Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, now you got to get on over there and clean up that house. I don't want you to get
in trouble. I got to go clean the house.
No,
you got me in trouble.
You're not supposed to let the new year catch you with a dirty house.
Man, you got me. Here I go. Have a good one.
All right, we will talk soon. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let me tell you something. I so appreciate all of the listeners who are riding around in the Twin Cities, listening to the show, who are, you know, cleaning up at the house, getting ready for the new year. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, my mother would always say, don't let the new year catch you with a messy house. And so, you know, on New Year's Eve, and we would, you know, and right around this time on the 30th of every month, we would, you know, just write clean up and start getting rid of stuff and start, you know, passing out stuff that we weren't wearing or using, and making sure that the new year did not catch us with any dirty laundry, that everything was cleaned and ironed and folded and put away properly, getting that garage all spiffy. Not like we were going anywhere. Not like anybody was coming over. She just did not want that house dirty for New Year's. And so we took the few days between Christmas and New Year's to clean up and get everything all ready for a new year. So those of you who are doing that and listening, and those of you who are streaming, thank you. It's such a blessing to me to know that you take the time to spend your Saturday afternoon with me. And, you know, I so love living in the Twin Cities. I enjoy spending time with my family here in Houston, but I know they are tired of hearing about Minnesota, about how amazing Minnesota is, and, you know, about the people there, and, you know, how many different cultures are there, and how we embrace and love one another, and, you know, how we welcome people in, especially people who are new to the Twin Cities. And I remember when Sean and I first moved there in 2006, and, you know, we were a young couple, you know, weren't married yet, just kind of, you know, hanging out, you know, checking out life. And we would go downtown and do our young people thing. And then, you know, we started a family, but we felt like we were missing something in the workplace. You know, this was before diversity, equity, and inclusion was a catchphrase, right? And we just didn't feel like we had the support that we needed, to stay, you know, those connections, those authentic connections, mentorships, community connections. And so we left in 2011, came back in 2015, but left in 2011, because we didn't feel like we had that engagement, right? At our respective workplaces. And so when I see companies doing the work, because it takes work, it's not just somebody getting a certification and a title and having a position, but it's work. It's inclusion work. When I see companies doing that, I have to stop and talk to them about how they're able to retain the workforce, how they're able to be transformative and transformational, how they're able to develop and navigate teams and people. And so Kathy Island Madison is a Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer at Delta Dental of Minnesota. And she is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Kathy, you have 25 years of experience in HR. And your role at Delta Dental is Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer. So I thank you for being here. But in 3 years there at Delta Dental, you have expanded the primary focus of inclusion in the workplace and engagement in the community. You just had your entire team at Tony Sana's Christmas giveaway, and I was there, and it was amazing. And I did a story for our station online, and saw the whole entire Delta Dental team there giving out toys and helping the children and helping Tony with his mission, and I saw how it brought your team together. And that's just one of the ways that you bring inclusivity into the workplace.
So thank you, Shaletta. Glad to be on. Is it afternoon already? Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to continue this discussion. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Coming in great.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I just want a couple things I want to start off with you. You're making me feel guilty. I got to go home and clean the house now, so that you're making me feel guilty. So I think you do that on purpose. And secondly, after playing basketball so many years, I got to use a basketball catchphrase, right? So we're going to catch the ball, and we're going to hold on to it and hog it. So we're going to hog this game and hog this work. But no, seriously, thank you so much for the opportunity to continue this work. And, yeah, our marketing communication team joined me over at the Sana Foundation, and I am, got to tell you, still on cloud nine from that experience. I talk about purpose and passion. And if you think about, as we relate it to that, if our community is healthy, right, then our team members are healthy and the organization is also healthy. And to be able to go over to the Tony Sana Foundation and give back to the community, I was just overjoyed. You know, our team, our marketing communications team, was I got the good straw, I think. They're teasing me about that. So I was indoors handing out the toys and walking around with families and patients. But they survived the cold and handed out food to the community. And as I said, it's just an amazing event. It's aligned to the work that we do in terms of our values and DNA. And I am still on cloud nine about the experience, just the joy on the parents' faces to be able to, you know, give toys to their kids. Right? I walked around with a father who was giving toys or identifying toys for his 2-year-old daughter, and he had a 10 and 11-year-old, and really talking about the importance of getting some books, right? And Tony had, the Sana Foundation had a table full of books. So this dad says to me that I'm so excited that I can go home and read to my baby girl right now and talk about, you know, again, and I'm not a crier, but I was so close, Shaletta. I was this close to crying. I mean, it was just an amazing time, and the ability for our organization to see that as value.
And, you know, I, had a chance to chat with you and learn more about the work that you do for Delta Dental of Minnesota in the diversity, equity, and inclusion spaces. And I always thought this just meant, you know, making sure you have a good mix of people in the workplace who come from different backgrounds and different communities and different walks of life, who don't all look like the same people, you know, have, you know, diverse C-suite, executives, so that they don't all look alike. They're not all from the same colleges. But what I learned from you, and it was very eye-opening for me, was that you all, it's more than just that. You know, that what you did at the Sana Foundation, that was social community impact. That's a part of DEI, attracting and retaining a diverse workforce. One of the things that Sean and I struggle with when we first came to Minnesota, that was DEI, social change awareness, where you focus on your team members, supplier diversity. So that's all a part of this DEI initiative at Delta Dental. And that, for me, blew my mind, because I never thought that getting together with your coworkers, with the company, and doing that social community impact work like you all did with the Sana Foundation, when you were handing out those Christmas toys and that food to people in our community, that's part of the DEI initiative. Blew my mind.
Yeah. Right. You know, when I joined 3 years ago, we created a 3-year strategic plan with four strategic pillars. And as you said, the social community impact was one of those pillars. Our supplier diversity, attracting the workforce. We talked about this previously. It's not only attracting the workforce, but how do we retain that workforce, right? And this work is so imperative. And, you know, I've been in the HR space a long time. And this work starts with your leadership, but it's just not driven top down, right? And we engage our employees in sort of driving the work, coming up with suggestions, where should we go? You know, we've done food shelves before. We've done blanket drives. We have a Smile to School program where we provide toothbrushes and little really cute timers to first graders across the state in the first grade school system to really reach out to kids about the importance of their oral health as relates to overall health. And I think I've told you this before, beyond the moon, excited about working at a place where my purpose and passion are aligned and excited about, and I think I've also shared, I started out as the head of HR for Delta Dental of Minnesota, as well as the diversity role, and are now just solely focused, because of the importance that we place on this role, on the diversity, equity, inclusion work. Mm-hmm. So we're on that third year lag. We're getting ready to embark on refreshing this work. We'll definitely continue these four strategic pillars, but may do some enhancements as we move forward.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, you're talking about continuing the work. You're talking about enhancements when other companies are starting to lose momentum around DEI strategies. How does Delta Dental keep moving forward? We'll talk about that when we come back. It is 1:19. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. When George Floyd died, so many companies, so many Fortune 500 companies said, we are going to do better. We are going to be intentional. We are going to make changes. And the year after his death, we saw so much momentum in diversity, equity, and inclusion. But then somehow politics got involved. And there's so many reports that say DEI efforts have lost momentum over the last year. Just a report from Paradigm, a DEI consulting company, found that 54% of companies that have budgeted for DEI initiatives say that work is down from 2022. So how is it that Delta Dental of Minnesota is ramping up their efforts? How is it that they are moving forward and refreshing their DEI strategies? I have to talk to Kathy Island Madison. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We're fresh off the break. She is the Chief Community Engagement and Inclusion Officer at Delta Dental of Minnesota. And Kathy, you know, we see these companies, the surveys are being done. People are looking at the initiatives that happened after George Floyd died and seeing that they have a lot of them have been eradicated. They have been washed away and it's back to business as usual. But somehow Delta Dental of Minnesota is still doing the work and moving forward.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate. You're right. You're reading now. 50% of companies have either eliminated the position, eliminated the departments and the budgets for this work. And we're full speed ahead. We're taking that basketball. Stay with that analogy, right? We're taking that basketball. We're hogging it. We are moving forward and being intentional about this work. And it starts with our leadership. We have a phenomenal leader in Rod Young who sees this work as not only the right thing to do, but it's a business imperative. You know, I've used this analogy over and over. It's not like we've hit our sales goals and, you know, life is good, we're done, or we've hit our financial goals and, you know, the company says we're done with this. This work is part of our DNA. It's embedded into our core values and our strategic plan. We have tactics and goals around it, and we hold ourselves accountable, right? What gets measured gets done. And so, as I said, we're on the third year and going to start a refresh of this work next year. And being really honest, what I love about the diversity, equity, inclusion space, you know, at first it was a little challenging for me, but each team member essentially, each department essentially, and each organization could be at a total different place. right? And so you've got to be meet people where they are, you know, be sensitive about where people are. And so that's one of our strategic initiatives around continue to learn and grow in this space as well, and have our team members engage in this space as well. So we are don't see it as a project or event, which I think a lot of companies have done. And I think that's why, you know, the budgets are cut, the positions are being eliminated. We see it as really a business strategic imperative, and it won't go away. Because that's my job, Shalotta, and my job.
How do you get everyone? and that's what I want to know. How do you, because this is your role, this is your goal. Right. How do you get everybody to buy in to your vision? Right. How do you get everybody to buy in?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and I talk about it like it's an easy task, right? It is sometimes really difficult, again, because people, our team members and different departments can be a different space. We actually incentivize our team members and include a DEI incentive opportunity in their overall incentive. So each year, each team member, all levels of the organization are provided an incentive for to reach out, like the community, the Tony Santa event, or reading podcasts, going to listening sessions, different training events, so to continue to keep them steeped in the space.
Now, what has been the positive impact of that? Because people think DEI is work and, you know, we've got enough on our plate. We don't want to have to be incentivized. We don't want to have to go and hear right. somebody speak. We don't want to have to go out in the community. My plate is full. My inbox is full. You're taking me away from doing my job. What's the positive result of having this DEI, these initiatives, these social impact things that you and your team are doing out in community?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I kind of shared with it, right? I'm on cloud nine coming back from those experiences, and our team members are as well. You know, when we do these coat drives or we do the diaper drives that we do it. It's a team building event, and we all come together and we're for one accord to really serve the community. And it really does get the team members engaged. They understand the commitment, why we do it. We talk about why we do it and our commitment to the community that we serve. And you can see it play out in the activities that we do. So it's interestingly enough that our team members don't see it as an extra, because it can be at times, right? We're doing things sometimes on the weekends, we're doing things at night, but because it's such a part of our culture, that it really does help sort of create that internal culture that we have in terms of the work.
And that work is being done. You know, we talked a lot about the Tony Santa Foundation, but there's so much more community impact that you all are doing at Delta Dental of Minnesota. You know, I was over at the Timberwolves the other day, and I didn't even know that you all partner with them and the links to educate young girls. Talk to me about that.
Right. Myself and Carly Knox, who is the chief operation officer for the links, did a presentation with the Tony Santa kids. With 8 to 12 year olds, about 40 students, to really talk about our journey, the importance of how sports played a role in our journey in terms of teamwork, right? Setting goals, dealing with adversity. And then I think I shared this before, we actually played basketball with them, and I came out of retirement for about 5 seconds. But really, had it. 5 seconds, I'm done. Really had an impactful moment with the young, you know, and I was really amazed with that they're going to be the ZZZ group, right, that comes forward, and how attentive they were. I mean, they wanted to know how we did things, what do we do, what can I do, and the questions that we got, you know, they were a tough audience, but the questions that we got, they were really engaged and really excited about that. So that is part of some of the work that we do in the community as well.
Well, I just can't thank you for the work you're doing in the community and how Delta Dental is setting an example for so many other companies here in the Twin Cities and beyond of how to continue to do the work and not letting this just be a moment, but being right. A lifestyle for companies and just attracting diverse talent and retaining them because of these initiatives and the way that you're building community in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Kathy Island Madison, thank you so much for being on the Shalotta Show, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Shalotta. Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, now you got to get on over there and clean up that house. I don't want you to get
in trouble. I got to go clean the house.
No,
you got me in trouble.
You're not supposed to let the new year catch you with a dirty house.
Man, you got me. Here I go. Have a good one.
All right, we will talk soon. All right.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.